Okay.
Let us see you tomorrow. Bye.
Oh, it's now 11:30 here at the car boot. What was an almost menacing threat of rain this morning passed over without incident. And bit by bit, the weather cleared from the west very, very slowly, hardly a breeze at all. And we saw the blue skies coming. And it's been great for the last, in particular the last 2 or 3 hours. The sun got out and warmed up, and so we were able to take the big jumper off and the boots, get into the barefooted sandals and just my half-sleeved shirt. It's been great. Mary has done exceptionally well. Well, she always does, but it's because she sells the stuff at a price that people, you know, find as a real bargain. So stuff tends to fly off the table, as you say. Because it's handed in anyway at the end of the day. I'm going to sit in this wee wall here next to the now defunct RATT, R-A-T-T, Room at the Top. What an acronym for a dance hall. It's now defunct and overgrown with weeds. So, but it's nice over here because it's a bit of a sun trap. I haven't sat in this wee wall by this doorway before. Looking back to the car booters and the tobacco traders. As I said, it's been a beautiful day. The clouds now are banking up. They're getting heavier and heavier and heavier. Although the sun's still out at the moment, and when it's out, it is hot. It's really hot. It's lovely. It's transformed the day. So as I said, Mary's had a good day. So I look way over to where she is just now, and she just loves this. Someone gave her a... She never bothered with, you know, these bum bags, as they call them. She never bothered with them before. Someone, one of the older guys at the chapel, who knows she does this kind of thing, gave her a denim waist belt bag purse thing. Started to stripe for her car boots. And it's got two big pouches with zips left and right. So she put it on this morning. She looks dead cool. It's almost like the denim miniskirt she used to wear. Memories. But anyway, so she can keep her notes in one pouch and the coinage in another. But she just loves doing this kind of stuff. And she knows so many people in the town that a lot of them just come by for a blether. A lot of them come by for a blether and always buy things. Every week, the same ones that she's here will still buy a wee thing here or there and then have a blather with her for 5 minutes or, in some of the cases, half an hour. And she loves it here. Carboot's not too bad today. It's not as busy as it could be for this time of the year. But then again, it's Edinburgh Fair Fortnight. If you don't know what that Fair Fortnight is, it's a fixed two-week holiday periods here in Scotland. The first 2 weeks in July is the Edinburgh Fair Fortnight. That's when traditionally the people in the Edinburgh area, although it can spread, you know, out towards us here in West Lothian, they take their annual 2 weeks holidays. So the businesses and shops and people working there all there. And then the second 2 weeks is what they call the Glasgow Fair Fortnight. And that starts right at the end, officially on the Friday, the last Friday of the Edinburgh, the Glasgow Fair Fortnight starts. Then that's when everybody in the Glasgow area, etc., goes on holiday. It's still traditional, it's still there, it's still the masses that do it, but more and more, I suppose, it's been broken up because of the different kind of work now, not traditional work, more, you know, it's so much office work and call centres. And it used to be that the trades, as they called them, it was actually called the Trades Fortnight simply because you had shipbuilding, you had mining, steelworks, brickworks, all kinds of large industry. And when they had their holidays, their annual holidays, that's what it was called after, because it was the trades fortnight. It was when the trades all shut down for 2 weeks. Now all the trades are shut down permanently. So at least the tradition of the Edinburgh and Glasgow Fair has been maintained, which is great. The fortnight after that, believe it or not, was traditionally the Bathgate Fair fortnight. Although Bathgate, compared to Glasgow and Edinburgh, is nothing. But it was still tradition, the Bathgate Fair fortnight. So people who worked in and around the Bathgate, etc., you understand what I'm trying to say. It's the same thing. But now there's virtually nothing in Bathgate. I'm not even sure just how many people today take the Bathgate Fair fortnight off. I'm not even sure it's still established in any way, shape or form. But anyway, so it's been a good day. Lots of empty boxes to go back into the attic. I'm going to pop over just in a wee bit, maybe about 12 noon, and treat Mary to a Mickey D's, a McDonald's McFlurry. She loves those McFlurries. And I'll have just the vanilla, please. Thank you. I don't like all that stuff in ice cream. So I'll treat myself as well when I'm over. But yeah, she deserves it. She's worked hard this morning again. And it won't be long till we're heading home. We'll probably bail out about 1 o'clock, I think, at the latest. Because she really hasn't got that much left to sell, but we'll stay till 1 to try and clear as much of the stuff away as possible. And all the bulk items have gone. That's always the biggest problem, the biggest issue, is when you're carrying bulk items, you don't want to take them back. And we have not one bulk item left. Everything is gone, from collapsible tea tables to stools and chairs and all kinds of wondrous, or maybe not so wondrous, things. It's always nice to come over a way back from the car boot and to look back and watch all the goings on. Sometimes you become oblivious when you're standing at your own stalls, as it were. But you're kind of oblivious to the rest of the market because you're just looking around the immediate area. But when you come over here, at least when I do, I like looking back and watching, doing a bit of people watch, see what they're all up to, and see who's buying and who's just picking. I don't just love the pickers that pick their way from one end of your stall to the other and study every item in great detail and never buy a single thing, ever. Anyway, I think that's enough for today. Earlier I was recording binaurally, but the breeze has got up. It's not too bad, but it's strong enough now that I've had to just resort back to the Zoom on its own in 2-channel surround mode, if anyone's interested in the technology. With my hairy spoffle on, something just caught my eye there. A lady, an older lady, very slim. She has wondrous silvery, golden silvery hair tied up in a beautiful bun. She has a very long maroon coloured dark coat all the way down to her ankles. She has wonderful silver boots on and a matching silver clutch bag. She looks as if she's heading for the Edinburgh Playhouse or a ball somewhere. And she has beautiful earrings on. You know, these old people could teach us how to dress. I mean, she does look a wee bit glam with the silver boots and etc. But she does look very, very neat and smart in her garb. And I look round about and I see all the other ones that look like a sack of tatties. Some people just never dress up, and I mean even in a casual way, they just fall out of bed, probably sleep in their clothes. They just look like something that's been dragged out of the tip. That's why I always admire the older people. They would never turn themselves out, especially the older men. They would always turn themselves out smart before they headed up the town. Anyway, that's enough of a ramble, I suppose. I'll go back and then I'll ask Mary if she'd like a McFlurry. I know the answer before I ask her, but I will always ask her just in case she's having an off day. But she won't be. I hope she's not, because I'm quite fancy an ice cream myself. I have to get Downcast sorted. I deleted the app before I went to Spain to create as much space on my iPhone as possible. And since I came back yesterday, I decided to reinstall the app, but I need to tell it what podcast to look for, and I don't know how to do that again. And I've asked Audioboo on via Twitter, and I haven't had a reply yet. So I'll try again when I go back. I'll ask someone else. If anyone has any knowledge, although you may not get this audio for a wee bit, let me know how to do it, please. Cheery by the new.